弟兄姊妹，也慕道朋友们，早安！我们很高兴再回来。You want to do that part?
Brothers and sisters,
good morning. I'm very happy. 2019年10月，我们最后一次来了。虽然我会讲一点中文，我知道我的中文不太好，所以我要用现在要用英文，好不好 ？First, I want to say that I want to explain a little bit of the title of my sermon.
我现在先要讲我今天讲的题目是什么
？The word "saved" here is in quotes because it's not my salvation from God's wrath.
我今天讲到这“拯救”这个词只是一个引号。
You'll see what I'm talking about as I speak.
你等一下就会知道我到底要讲什么。
And you'll notice that today's passage, that's 42 verses, is very long.
你也知道我们今天要读42节的经文。
But I was told we have 2 hours, so we're okay, right?
但是牧师告诉我们可以讲到两个小时，是不是？
But I'm just joking.
我只是在那边开玩笑。
But let me tell you the reason why I chose this passage to preach on today.
我想要告诉你今天我为什么要想讲诗篇119篇的原因。
This will also allow you to get to know me and Cheryl better.
因为这样子会帮助你更了解我跟 Cheryl.
We met in a church in 1990 and we were both in a missionary training program there.
我们在1990年的时候我们在教堂里面碰见，在那个时候参加传教士的受训。
And I proposed to Cheryl and during a Thanksgiving 1992 short-term mission trip to Mexico.
在1992年感恩节的时候，我向在墨西哥向 Cheryl 求婚。
We believe God wanted us to serve overseas, and we were married in 1993 and visited China in 1996 and went to Bible school after that.
我相信神要带领我们到海外去服侍，所以我们在1993年结婚，1996年去了中国，并且后来又参加了圣经学校。
And we moved to China in February of 2000 after many years of preparation.
我们经过多年的准备，我们在2000年二月的时候到了中国。
Yet that was a very challenging time for us, especially me, and we were open with our leaders that we were really struggling.
在那时候对我们来讲是一个非常富有挑战的一段时期，尤其是对我来讲，所以我跟我的领导讲说，我正在挣扎。
We came back to the USA in 2001 for a wedding, and our leaders suggested we stay here to regroup. That was a very difficult time.
2010年6月的时候，我回到美国，然后呢，我们的领导建议我们在美国再继续重组。那一段时间是非常困难的时候。
I knew I needed a stronger relationship with God, and I knew I needed to memorize some of His Word, but not just verses, passages.
我知道我跟神需要建立一个更牢固的一个关系，但是我也知道我需要记住神的话，不只是几句的话，而是一段一段的话。
But I'm not good at memorizing anything.
但是我这个人的记忆力非常糟糕。
During 2002, I was reading through the chronological Bible as I had done a few times before.
在2002年的时候，我就是照着顺序来读圣经。
I brought it along. This is one our church did many years ago, and I have another copy back there. So I just want to bring it because I'm going to encourage you to consider this.
我也希望鼓励你像我一样这样来读圣经，你可以带了我一本我过去读的圣经。
Cheryl and I had been talking back in that year of 2002 about memorizing God's word together, and I must have been reading through Psalm 119 at that time because that's what I chose.
And 那时候我跟 Cheryl 两个人讲说，我们一定要来读跟背圣神的话。但那个时候我刚好在读诗篇119篇。
And I remember we were walking, and I kind of remember Cheryl saying something like, "Can't you memorize something a little shorter?"
And 那个 Cheryl 跟我讲，能不能背一些比较短的圣经？
I think many of us know Psalm 119 is very long.
大家很多人知道诗篇119篇是非常长的一篇。
But my goal wasn't to just memorize something, it was to have God's word change me.
And 我的那时候目标不是只是就记住背神的话，而是希望神的话改变我。
At the time, I was meeting with a mentor, and he shared how he had memorized passages.
And 那个时候，我的一个导师呢，跟我一起会面，他分享他是怎么样记住一段一段的圣经。
I remember him pulling out some laminated papers from his shirt pocket and showing me the passages that he had on them.
那时候，他从他的口袋里面拿出他用 陈鸭子做出来的圣经的经节跟我分享。
When he was stressed, he used those to get his focus back on God.
当他感到压力很大的时候，他就用这些经文来帮助他回到神的面前。
Well, I started memorizing Psalm 119 by putting it in my Palm Pilot. Who remembers what a Palm Pilot is?
你还记不记得？那是我用我119篇放在我的掌上电脑来开始背诵。有多少人知道那个Palm Pilot 掌上电脑？
There it is.
这个就是那个时候的掌上电脑。
It's basically an iPod Touch before its time.
这是在 iPod Touch 以前来的时候第一个我们那时候用的电脑。
Psalm 119 is broken up into sections of 8 verses each.
And 119篇呢是分到每八节分成一个段落。
So I put the first 8 verses on Monday, the second on Tuesday, and so and so on to Friday.
我从每一天礼拜一到礼拜五每天是注重八节。
I tried to memorize the 8 verses each day of that week, Monday through Friday.
但那个时候我每一天都试着把那个八节圣经经节背下来。
In 2002, at that time, we couldn't go back to China.
在2002年的时候，我们没有办法回到中国。
We weren't sure if we would ever be able to go back.
我们现在不确定我们是否可以回去。
Life was full of stress and unknowns.
这生活充满了压力，并且有许多的未知数。
We weren't even sure we would stay in ministry.
我们现在我们不确定我们仍然可以在那个岗位上服侍。
To some people, we'd even failed in our ministry.
从有些人的角度来看，我们的事工是失败的。
Some nights when I couldn't get to sleep, I would just repeat those passages in Psalm 119 back to myself.
有些时候晚上是我失眠的时候，我就继续在读诗篇119篇。
And when I couldn't remember it, I would pick up the Palm Pilot and that with that green screen, and I would read it back to myself.
And 有时候我已经不太记得的时候，我再把我的这个掌上电脑拿出来，看这个绿色的屏幕，来继续在黑暗中读神的话语。
Now.These passages of Psalm 119 are something I use regularly for my Monday through Friday time with God.
在现在这诗篇119篇五个部分是我每天跟神相处，礼拜一到礼拜五跟常常用到的东西。
The author of Psalm 119 is unknown.
这诗篇119篇的作者很多人不知道是谁。
But most scholars suspect it's David, King David.
很多的学者认为很可能是大卫王写。
But instead of putting a lot of verses up on the screen for you to read, I'm just going to ask you to open your Bibles with me to Psalm 119.
如果我想我们没有把这经文放在我们的 PowerPoint 上面，请你打开你的圣经，我们一起来看诗篇119篇。
For the English translation, I'm going to be reading the New American Standard Version, 1995.
And Scott 会用那个新美国标准圣经来读119篇。
Can we stand and to read together just the first 8 verses?
我们只来读第一节到第八节，所以我们请一起起立。
Okay, I'm going to read the English section first.And you can read with me if you have the New American Standard or fake it if you have some other translation. How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in his ways. You have ordained your precepts that we should keep them diligently.Oh, that my ways may be established to keep your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all your commandments. I shall give thanks to you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I shall keep your statutes. Do not forsake me utterly.
也许下面请大家跟我一起来念中文第一节到第八节。行为完全，遵行耶和华律法的。这人变为有福，遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。耶和华，你曾将你的训词吩咐我们，为要我们殷勤遵守。但愿我行事坚定，得以遵守你的律例。我看重你的一切命令，就不至于羞愧。我学了你公义的判语，就要以正直的心称谢你。 我叫以色列，你就要丢弃我。
You may be seated.
请坐。
Now keep your Bibles open because we're going to go through some of these verses.
希望继续打开你的圣经，我们可能会看一些别的经节。
Let's look at the first three verses.
我们来先看前面三节经节。
Notice that the author refers to the third person, those who, there, they.
我们看看这边是讲到是以第三人称的，是讲到他们这人跟他的。
He also refers to God as third person, Lord, his, him.
甚至他们称为神也是用第三人称，讲主他的跟他。
But note what happens in verse 4.
但我们看看第四节时候是开始怎么说的。
And then after that,
后面的
the author puts God in the first person.
作者开始以神为第一人称。
You and your.
你跟你的。
He writes Lord 5 times, his 5 times, him 2 times, and you 9 times.
他五次是说提到主，然后讲他的两次，他两次，跟你9次。
But then the psalmist writes your 55 times.
在这边这个诗人使用了你55次。
You should ask yourself, why your? What is your? Your what?
这时候你应该问你，你的什么？
Most of the yours are referring to God's word.
在这边大多数讲到你的是讲到神的话。
His law, testimonies, way, and precepts.
他的律法、法度、道路、戒律。
His statutes, commandments, judgments, word, and ordinances.
他的法令、诫命、判决、话语跟条例。
It's more than 65 times.
超过65次。
Just in these six sections.
在这六段里面就讲到提到主是65次。
But a question we need to ask is, what are we called to do with God's word?
但我们的问题是，我们被神呼召的时候，我们要用神的话做什么？
Here's some things. I rejoice in the way of it, meditate on it, keep it, and look upon it.
在这边他说，我要用实在以他的话喜乐，要默想他，要遵守他，并且甚至凝视他。
I learn it, walk it, and even run in it.
我要学习他，行在其中，甚至在奔跑里面。
I observe it, seek it, delight in it, tell of it, and long for it.
我要观察他。我要珍惜他，我要重视他，传扬他，甚至我要渴望他。
I understand it, treasure it, regard it, place it before me, and cling to it.
我要了解他，珍惜他，重视他，把它摆在我的面前，要紧紧依靠他。
I behold wonderful things from it, I trust in it, I wait for it.And I lift up my hands to it.
我在他身上看到美好的东西，我要相信他，等候他，甚至举起我的双手。
And I don't want to wander from it or forget it.
我不想偏离他，甚至忘记他。
But in Psalm 119, what does God do?
在这个119遍，神做了什么？
He ordains, teaches, deals bountifully.Opens eyes and rebukes.
在这边他讲他命定、教导、施恩、开眼跟责备。
He takes away reproach, revives, makes to understand, and strengthens.
他除去羞辱、苏醒、使人明白、使人坚强。
He grants, enlarges, makes to walk, inclines hearts, turns away.And establishes.
他赐予，他扩大，他带领我们前行，让我们前行转移跟建立。
The psalmist asks God to not forsake me.
诗人祈求神不要抛弃我们。
Not let me wander and to not hide his commandments from me.
不要让我徘徊，也不要让我隐藏他的诫命。
I encourage you to take your own time to look at what God does in these first five, six sections of Psalm 119.
我鼓励你花时间在诗篇119篇里面这五六个部分神所做的事情。
I've printed out a couple samples back there with columns of English and two Chinese, and then I even uploaded it, and you can scan a QR code and download it, and then print it out and use it.
我在这边特别做了一些 copy 在后面，有这个英文的跟中文的对照。
In Psalm, let me make sure, okay. So in this Psalm, the biggest impact in my life is something that happened over a few years. Let me tell you about these passages.
我在这边我愿意跟你分享这诗篇119篇在我生命中影响最大的部分。
After I had memorized it, I would pray through it.
当我记忆下来了以后，就开始从这里面来用这个来做祷告。
But some of these statements weren't true for me because I'm fall short, so I would change it, for example.
所以那个时候对我来讲，有些话还不是很真实，因为我人就在失败，所以我也会做出一些改变。
So look with me in your Bible in verse 8, I shall keep your statutes.
在第八节里面讲说，我必遵守你的律例。
When I pray through it, I would say, I want to keep your statutes.
但我在祷告的时候，我就说，我要遵守你的法规。
Because I know I don't.
因为我知道我常做不到。
Instead of in verse 10, with all my heart I have sought you.
第十节想说我要一心来寻求你。
I pray, I want to seek you with all my heart.
但我就会祷告说我要用全心来寻求你。
In verse 13, with all my lips I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth.
在十三节里面讲我用我的嘴唇传扬你口中一切典章。
Instead, help me. To use my lips to tell of all your ordinances.
相反的，我在向神祷告的时候，帮助我用嘴唇诉说你一切的典章。
In verse 16, I shall delight in your statutes. I shall not forget your word.
在第十六节里面，我要在你的律例中自乐，我不忘记你的话。
Instead, I say, I shall delight in your statutes. Help me to not forget your word.
但是我在祷告的时候，我说我要喜悦你的律例。帮助我不要忘记你的话语。
Just a few more. Instead of verse 17 saying, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word.
在十七节里面讲，求你用厚恩待你的仆人，使我存活，我就遵守你的话。
I say, help me live and keep your word.
帮助我生活并且信守你的话。
Instead of verse 30, I have chosen the faithful way. I have placed your ordinances before me.
在三十节里面讲，我选择了忠心的道路，将你的典章摆在我面前。
I say, help me choose the faithful way. Help me place your ordinances before me.
我在祷告说，帮助我选择忠心的道路，将你的典章摆在我面前。
Finally, in verse 33, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes.
最后在三十三节里面，耶和华，求你将你的律例指教我，我必遵守到底。
And I shall observe it to the end.
我要遵守它一直到最后。
I say, I want to observe it to the end.
我说我一定要遵守到最后。
To me, these are great prayers.
对我来讲，这些都是一些非常伟大的祈祷。
I really believe if you earnestly pray through this, you will connect more deeply to God.
我相信如果你非常认真的借这些圣经跟神祷告的话，你会跟神有更深的连接关系。
Sometimes I choke up just praying through them.
我有时候在那边祷告的时候，我会变成哽咽。
What better way is there to be changed than in the ways listed in these psalm verses?
有什么东西可以比这诗篇119篇所列出来的方式更好的可以改变我们呢？
If you believe you need to add to or change your daily time with God, consider praying through the first five sections of Psalm 119, Monday through Friday.
如果你觉得你想要做一些改变你跟神相处的时间，希望你能够考虑诗篇119篇，礼拜一到礼拜五，这五个部分的祈祷。
Another part of these sections of the psalm that really changed me is through the word reproach.
在这边有一个话，在一边有一个字，也改变了我。这个翻译也可以讲责备或者是羞辱。
Let's look at these verses.
来，我们来看这边几个经文。
In verse 22, take go ahead.
Okay.
Take away reproach and contempt for me, for I observe your testimonies.
22节讲到说，除去我所受的羞辱和藐视，因为我遵守你的法度。
In verse 39, turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your ordinances are good.
在这边39节，求你使我所怕的羞辱远离我，因你的典章本为美。
In verse 42, so I will have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word.
42节里面讲，我就有话要回答那羞辱我的，因我依靠你的话。
Notice the condition.After the word for in each of those verses.
我们注意一下那后面的条件讲到 after 就是在 for 后面。
I observe your testimonies.
因为我遵守你的话。
For your ordinances are good.
因为你的典章本为美好。
For I trust in your word.
因为我依靠你的话。
But what is reproach?
但什么是这个羞辱？
Blame or censure conveyed in disapproval.
是用不赞成的方式表达的一个责备跟谴责。
Can be a term of reproach.
也是有一项责备的一个用语。
It can be an expression of censure.
也是一种谴责的一个表达。
It can be the disgrace, discredit, or blame that comes.
嗯，这个耻辱、名誉扫地或责备。
For example, to bring reproach to one's family.
有的是讲说给家人带来羞辱。
It can be an object of scorn or contempt.
有的时候是藐视的一些对象。
If you reproach someone, or you say to them, or show them that you are disappointed, upset, or angry because they have done something wrong to you.
因为当有时候讲到你责备或者是羞辱别人的时候，因为他们做了一些事情让你觉得非常的失望。
For example, she is quick to reproach anyone who doesn't live up to her own high standards.
举例来说，这个人呢，很容易就责备任何不符合他自己标准的人。
But if you reproach yourself, you think with regret about something you have done wrong.
但如果你在责备自己的时候，你就会意识到你对过去所做错的事情有些后悔。
That is a big problem I have, looking back at mistakes I've made and regretting.
这是我自己很大的一个问题，因为我常常会有过去所犯的错误而感到后悔。
When those thoughts come to me now, I use that as an opportunity to pray about those mistakes.
当我这些错误再一次发生在我身上的时候，我用这个机会开始向神祷告。
And if I have the memory of somebody I wronged years ago, I pray for them.
如果有人受到我过去的伤害，在这个时候，我会为他们祷告。
I still struggle with reproaching myself.
我仍然在努力克服自己对自己的责备。
The next word is loving kindness.
下面一句话是讲到慈爱。
You look in verse 41, it says, May your loving kindnesses also come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word.
在四十一节讲说，耶和华愿你照你的话，使你的慈爱，就是你的救恩，临到我身上。
Loving kindnesses is a form of love characterized by acts of kindness.
慈爱是一种行动的一个表现。
Another definition is tender and benevolent affection.
另外一个定义呢，可能讲到一个温柔跟仁慈的一个情感。
So years ago, when I researched this word, it says throughout the Old Testament, the Hebrew word hesed, and if you know Hebrew, I'm probably not saying that right, but H-E-S-E-D,has a range of meaning.
很多年的时候，我想要知道慈爱原来什么意思。从希伯来里面说 hesed 有很多很多的含义。
Some examples they gave were quote loyal, steadfast love unquote.
有忠贞的爱，有讲到怜悯，有讲到良善跟大慈爱。
Another was just mercy.
这边讲就是一个大的慈爱跟怜悯。
And another one is goodness and great kindness.
良善。
But because there's really no English equivalent to this Hebrew term, this guy named Miles Coverdale created a biblical word, loving kindness, to convey the depth and meaning of hesed.
因为没有一个相对的一个英文跟这个希伯来文可以 翻译的过来，所以有一个人叫 Miles Coverdale， 他就创造了这个词叫做 loving kindness， 就讲到慈爱。
What follower of Jesus does not want to be filled with loving kindness？
有哪个愿意做耶稣的门徒不愿意被慈爱给充满呢？
Let's look at verse 29.
我们再来看29节。
Remove the false way from me and graciously grant me your law.
求你使我离开奸诈的道，开恩将你的律法赐给我。
When I prayed through this, it really impacted me.
当我在祷告的时候，对我有很大的影响。
Just imagine if every Christian prayed, remove the false way from me, God.Just a few times a week and truly meant it.
就想一想，如果每个基督徒都愿意每一个礼拜祈祷几次，离开这个奸诈的道，这个会对我们来讲是有多大的影响。
You know, sometimes maybe in tears, just remove the false way from me.
有时候我们甚至在那边流泪祷告，离开这个奸诈的道。
Just a few examples, remove the false way that I think about myself.
有的时候甚至是说我要对我自己有错误的看法。
Remove the false way I think about others.
有时候去除我对他人错误的看法。
Remove the false way I think about God's word.
甚至有时候除去我对神的话的错误看法。
Remove the false way I think about God.
消除我对神很多错误的看法。
Then just imagine if God just took 1% of the false way away from us each time we prayed. 1% each day.
我们就想象每一次我们向神祷告的时候，神会拿去1%。
Just think about the change that would take place in the body of Christ in the world.
我们就这样想一想，在我们的身上或者是基督的身体会发生多少的变化。
And think about how much more of God's glory would be revealed.
想想神的荣耀会彰显多少出来。
And think about how pleased God would be that we were asking for that.
正想想神会为我们有多么的高兴。
I shared about how in 2002 I had started memorizing this part of Psalm 119.
我分享了我在2002年的时候，我开始在背这一段圣经。
After I finished the first five sections, I started on the sixth and I stopped.
我开始了前面五段了以后，第六段我就开始停下来。
As I said, my purpose wasn't to just memorize something, it was to be changed by God's word.
我不是只想要记忆神的话，而是希望我被神的话给改变。
Yet, as I've shared, I started the section 6, verses 42 and 41 and 42 have had an impact on me.
虽然那个时候我已经停在40节，但是41节跟42节对我也有很大的影响。
During those years from the middle of 2001 into 2004, God did a great work in our lives and our marriage.
在2010年到2004年的时候，神在我们的家中、我们的生活跟我们的婚姻做了很大的工作。
We attended a Chinese church in LA and we studied the language and we worked part-time.
我们参加洛杉矶附近的一个中国教会，我们也学习了语言，我们也开始有做兼职的工作。
After a few years of God working in our lives, our mission organization asked us to prepare to return to China a second time for language and culture study.
在那时候工作，神在我们身上工作几年以后，我们的宣教机构要求我们回到中国，然后再去学习语言跟文化。
But our leader asked us to commit to return to the USA.To minister to Chinese and students and scholars here.
但是我们的领袖要我们承诺去中国回来以后，再回到美国为美国的中国学生跟学者来服务。
I didn't like the idea of preparing to return back to the USA, but God made it clear that that was what He wanted.
我一点都不喜欢这个要回到美国的一个想法，但是呢，我相信神是非常明确的。表示他要我们这样做。
That was the summer of 2004, and that was when we connected with this church.
我们那时候从2004年夏天的时候就跟这个教会在那个时候开始建立关系。
So thank you for those of you who've been here and have known us for these 20 years, for this 20 years of relationship.
然后谢谢你，我们这20年的这样的一个合作的关系。
We did return to China in December 2004 to study the language and culture the second time.
我们2004年12月的时候，我们那个时候是回到中国再次学习语言和文化。
In June 2008, we returned to the USA, and then we started an internship with a Chinese church ministering to Chinese students and scholars.
我们2008年6月的时候，我们回到美国，开始在一个中国教会开始实习，也开始为中国的学生跟学者来侍奉他们。
In 2017, we moved back to Southern California to be near Cheryl's parents and to continue that ministry.
我们在2017年，我们搬到加州，然后呢，这样靠近 Cheryl 她的父母亲，然后再继续传福音。
God continues to use us in the same way.
神继续用他的方式来使用我们。
I stand here today as a weak vessel.
我在你面前是一个非常软弱的一个器皿。
I believe.That if we had not gone through those difficult years of 2001 to 2004, I would not have the depth of relationship that I have with God.
我相信，如果我没有经过2001年到2004年一个非常艰难的岁月的话，我今天跟神的关系就不会那么的深厚。
A big part of that depth of relationship.Came from these five sections of Psalm 119.
这个非常深的一个深厚的关系是来自诗篇119篇前面的五个段。
God's word changes us.
神的话改变我们。
Let me finish with this.
来，我要慢慢结束这里。
While our family struggles have been very, very small compared to many, just this Wednesday, someone showed me a quote from Elizabeth Elliot.
当我的挣扎跟别人比起来，虽然是非常的渺小，但就在这个星期三的时候，有人向我分享了伊丽莎白的一句话。
If you don't know her story, the short version is that in January 8, 1956, her husband Jim and four other missionaries were speared to death.
And 如果你不知道的故事的话，我就想非常的简短，就1956年1月8号的时候，她的丈夫跟其他四个传教士人被人家所杀害。
They were killed by the very ones they went to minister to.
他们就是被那些他们想要服侍的人而杀害。
If you don't know the story, please do some research and look it up. It's an amazing story.
如果你不知道他的故事的话，希望你能够做一些研究。他的故事实在太奇妙。
Elizabeth later moved with her daughter to the very people that had killed her husband, and she ministered to them.
伊丽莎白最后跟她的女儿。照样到同样的一个地方去传福音。
God saved many, and that community changed dramatically.
上帝拯救了许多的人，那个社区发生了翻天覆地的变化。
Here is Elizabeth's quote. I heard it this week. I'll read the whole thing in English, and then you can read it in Chinese.
在这周我听到伊丽莎白她讲的名言，我先用英文讲，然后再翻译。
God is God.I dethrone him in my heart if I demand that he act in ways that satisfy my idea of justice. It is the same spirit that taunted Jesus on the cross. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. There is unbelief, there is even rebellion in the attitude that says, quote, God has no right to do this to these fine men unless...Dun, dun, dun. Those men had long since given themselves without reservation to do the will of God.
上帝就是上帝。如果我要求他以满足我的正义理念来行事的话，我会在我的心中就推翻他。就是这种的心灵嘲笑说，如果你是上帝的儿子，你就从十字架上下来吧。有人不信，有人叛逆，他们的态度是上帝无权这样惩罚好人，除非。但是有多少的人早就毫无保留地献上自己去遵行神的旨意。
That's her quote.
这是她的名言。
I believe God has every right to do whatever he wants with any of us.
我相信神有权利去做他任何他想要做的事情。
I believe it's only by God's grace and even mercy that I'm still married And then I'm still in ministry.
我只相信说神借着他的恩典，他的怜悯，我才能够继续结，我才能结婚，甚至还在服侍他。
I believe that I'm much more like Christ because of this journey.
因为在这个旅程中，我越来越像基督。
And I believe that the first five sections of Psalm 119 played a huge part.
我也相信诗篇119篇这五个段落在我身上起了非常大的影响。谢谢。